Sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus. Lili Nishmas, Rav Shmuel Pinchas, Ben, Rav Yaakov Tzvi, and the schus, Moshita Ben Peshadina, V'chol B'nei Beisel, and the schus, Ravai Yisrael Ben Ramosha Mordechai, V'chol B'nei Beisel. The Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin asks why a person cannot be Makadesh a Chatzi Isha. The Gemara says he can't be Makadesh half a woman. V'nifshalab la Kiddusha b'kula. Let the Kiddushin be mispashet. Let the Kiddushin spread to the whole woman. Milo Tanya, did we not learn in a Braisa? Ha'omer ragla shel zo ola tehe kula ola. If you say that the leg of this animal should be an ola, so the Kiddusha, the Hekdesh, spreads to the entire animal. So too the Kiddushin should spread to the entire woman. Ad kan mitivrei kacho shel ha-gemara. So we are going to analyze this based on the Torah of Moreinu Rabbeinu, Gaon Yisrael v'kadosho, Rabbi Shimon Shkab Zatzal. From our sugya tzmuchach, that we compare Kiddushin of a woman to Kiddushas ha-guf of a behemah. Because of this, we say that just like over there, we say pashta, so too it should be vis-a-vis Kiddushin. So yesh lachgor in the gather of the din of pashta. Is pashta, this is a bakanta chakira nachronim, a well-known investigation, is pashta that it spreads out in the chalos of the hekdesh, in the when the hekdesh takes effect, that's when there's the spreading? In other words, originally the hekdesh spreads onto half of her, or half of the animal, and then the hekdesh spreads to the rest of the animal. Or maybe no. Maybe it's pashta in the dibur. In other words, originally he's makdish half of the animal, and then his dibur is mispashet to the whole animal, and memela, when it hits the animal, the whole animal is mukdash. Is it a ispashtus b'chalos, or is it the ispashtus, is it the spreading out, the expansion of the dibur? We can bring a raya from what Tosis writes in our sugya, that the whole discussion of pashta gabe kiddushin is only when he said to her a lashon of hareyat mekudeshes li. When he said a lashon of hareyat meoreses li, pashta is not relevant. If we say that the kiddushin archal originally on half of her, and then the kiddushin spreads to the rest of her, what nafgamina is there? What lashon he uses? Self, miktsas kiddushin was chal, and afterwards we should say that the kiddushin should spread once the kiddushin's chal, so it's spreading. So it must be that the din pashta is bidiburo. The issue is the dibur, and therefore we can be mechalek. If he says a lashon of harayat mikudeshesli, which is hekdesh, so there we would say his pashtus. Whereas erusin, there's no onion of his pashtus, so it would say his pashtus of the dibur. And there was a chilik between kedushin and erusin. Now, in the sugi of the Gemara in Nedarim, and Daf Choftes Amud Aleph, we say that if somebody says to a woman, today, you're my wife. Tomorrow, you're not my wife. She requires a get. And we compare this to someone who is makdish, a behema of an ola for 30 days, and then afterwards he says that it should be a shlamim for 30 days. Afterwards he says it should be a shlamim after the 30 days. So, where it's Kedushas Haguf, the Gemara says that it's Lo Paka Bichdi. If it's Kedushas Haguf, it can't just go away like that. It can't just turn from an Ola to a Shlamim. So the Gemara says it must be Kedushas Damim. It's only the money. You're sanctifying it for the money, but not the actual animal. Because Kedushas Haguf, Lo Paka Bichdi. Kedushas Haguf just doesn't go away. So too, once Kedushin is Chal, Kedushin doesn't go away. Once the Kedushin is Chal, the Kedushin doesn't just disappear. question is that the Rosh there asks, how do we know that if you say to a woman, today you are my wife, and tomorrow you're not my wife, she requires a get, right? What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says that if you say, today wife, tomorrow you're not your wife, not my wife, she needs a get because the Kedusha just doesn't disappear. Kedusha guf lo paka b'chdi. Kedusha doesn't just go away, it doesn't disappear. So the Rosh there says, how do we know that if somebody says, today you're my wife, and tomorrow you're not my wife, how do we know that she requires a get? And the Rosh answers, in other words, the Gemara takes it as a davar pashut. How do we know that it's true? Maybe hayom at ishti ulamachor iat ishti, she doesn't require a get. Today she's your wife, tomorrow she's not your wife. Says the Rosh, that legabi gittin, we say in perakam agarish, today, hayom te ishti, megureshes, ulamachor lote megureshes, deloy mahani, came the paska paska of amigresh loilam, vim ken gabi kidushin nami, amigresh loilam, came the iskish, yitzia lahavoya. So, with regard to Gittin, we say that if a man says to a woman, today you're my wife, you're not my wife, today you're divorced, tomorrow you're not divorced anymore. Doesn't help. In other words, she doesn't come back to him tomorrow. There's no temporary Gittin. Why? Because Kevan de Paska, Paska. Once she's separated, once she's cut off, she's cut off, and she's Megureshes Leolam. And we have a Hekesh of Yitzia to Havaya, divorce to marriage. So we learn that marriage is well. Once she's married Mekudeshes Leolam, so you can't say to a woman, today you're my wife, tomorrow you're not my wife, today you're my wife, that's for good. Just like by Gittin came in the Paska Paska, so to by Kedushin, once you make the connection, and it's permanent. Ad Kan Midivrei Rosh, so that's where the Gemara gets its Pshitus. The Gemara understands very simply that Hayom at Ishti, Ulamachar I at Ishti, today your wife, tomorrow you're not my wife, she requires a get. You learn it from Gittin. So since we learn from Behekesh, so it's Pashut that it's not Shaykh to be Mechalik between a Lashon of Erisin and a Lashon of Kedushin. In other words, here, we're dealing with a hispashtus lizman. Right, it starts today and it just keeps going. So Tosis wanted to say that a hispashtus only works by a lashon kedushin and not by a lashon erusin. But here, if the rush is correct, then hispashtus should work by any lashon of kedushin, not like Tosfos, because it's learned from gerushin. So once it's learned from gerushin that once she's married today, she's mekudeshes leolam, and you learn that from gittin, then it doesn't really matter what lashon you said by gittin. There's no lashon of kedushin. So just like by gittin it spreads from today and vayter, so to by kedushin it spreads from today vayter. And you see hispashtus even without a lashon kedushin. Chor, not like Tosfos. So again, it seems that this is all Reb Shimon's Torah. It seems that Reb Shimon's doing it. He's comparing hispashtus bizman lispashtus baguf. That just like Tosfos says, hispashtus baguf. What's the din of hispashtus baguf? Hispashtus baguf is only lashon kedushin. Then how can we see here Espashtus Bizman? It really shouldn't matter what Lashon you say. And so once you say it doesn't matter Espashtus Bizman what Lashon you say, so then Espashtus Baguf, it also doesn't matter what Lashon you say. Once it spreads, it spreads. That's it. So it would appear that the Gemara over there isn't Shayach to the din of Pashta that we see in our Sugya. Because there, we are discussing if there's a din hispashtus in the chalos of the kiddushin. That since the kiddushin are chal lekol hapachos yoyim echad, we say pashta and it's chal leolam. There we're dealing with the hispashtus of the chalos. But here, we can't say Pashta B'chalois HaKiddushin. Why can't you say Pashta B'chalois HaKiddushin? Since we require Das HaIsha, if he wasn't Mekadesh the whole Isha, then there's no chalos at all. There's not, it's not shayich to have a chalos kedushin b'chetzia. But rather, we say that there's a din pashta in the maise kedushin. In other words, just like by hekdesh of a behema, we say that if you say ragla shel zu ola, there's pashta in the maise hekdesh. And through this, there's a chalos kedushin in the whole behema. Like Rashi writes, Dibra Maschil Hasam. The behema zu shalohi uvein meg akev al yodim liskadesh tvikachiesh koch bima moro lifshot. Rashi says beautifully that it's his animal and nobody is stopping him from sanctifying the whole animal, and therefore his maimer is mispashet. So the hispashtus is done from the miktus maisa, and it makes it a whole maisa. So too, gabi kiddushin, we're done that the hispashtus should be from that miktus maisa, and it should become a whole maisa, and then make a chalos and the whole woman. And therefore, we understand very well the chilik of Tosis, what lashon he says it in, because here we're talking about a din pashta b'dibur. That's like we said before. The pashta is in the dibur, the pashta is not in the chalos. So once the pashta is in the dibur, the only dibur that has the power to be mispashet is the lashon of a kiddushin, of hekdesh, because hekdesh is mispashet. The maimer hekdesh is mispashet, so to the maimer kiddushin is mispashet. That also spreads out. And then once the chalos, once the effect takes place on the woman, it's going to be on the whole woman at once, not just half and half. But the sugya nedarim is not a pashta on the maimer, it's a pashta on the chalos, that you want to make it, today you're my wife, molgin, you're not my wife. No. That's a pashta on the chalos. There, it doesn't matter what lashon he said, because once it takes effect, today, so then now already took effect. So once it takes effect, now it's already taking effect. It doesn't matter what lashon he uses. When we're dealing with the dibur, so he has to use the right lashon in order to give the dibur the power to be mispashet. But there, we're not saying that the dibur is mispashet. It's not as if he said to her that your mekudesh is to me forever. There, he's mamish only being mekadesh for one day, and the chalos is being mispashet. So once it's already a chalos, and she's already miskadeshes, so that chalos has the power to spread regardless of what lashon he uses. And the lashon is only significant when the ispashtus is in the dibur. In Gittin, on page 43b, it says that if you have a chetzi shifcha v'chetzi bas chayrin that was married to Reuven with her chetzi bas chayrin, and then she went ahead and she was miskadeshes l'shimon. So what's the din? After she was freed, she was miskadeshes l'shimon. So there's a machlokas in the Gemara. Rav Yosef Racham, Rav Nachman says, Pakul kedushe rishon. And when she was freed, the first kedushin went away, and now she's miskadeshes to the second guy. And Rav Zeira, Rav Shem, Rav Nachman says, no, gamru kedushe rishon. Once she's freed, so now the kedushin spreads out to the rest of her, and the kedushin of the second guy does not take effect, rather the kedushin of the first guy. The pashtus, biraman diomer, the gamru kedushe rishon, is alt pashta. And we have to understand, here we say that by isha, since there's a das acheres makne, we don't say pashta, that's in our Gemara. In Kiddushin, that since there's a das acheres mak, in other words, the woman, in the end we don't say pashta because she stops it. So how there Do we say pashta? Here we conclude that there's no pashta because she stops it. It's das acheres. She only agreed to half, so you can't say it's chal on all of her. Based on what we said, we understand very well, because there the pashta is in the chalos hakedushin, because she was already miskadeshes chetzia, and because of that, when she's freed, the kedushin is chal on all of her mimela, because she's already miskadeshes b'chetzia. It's too late for her to stop it. But here in our sugya, the oilam, kedushin cannot be chal in half of her. We need pashta to say that the dibur, that he's mekadesh half of her, should be chal on all of her like hekdesh. And therefore the das acheres can stop it. Her das acheres can stop the dibur al chetzia. In other words, we're making the assumption here that she has no power to stop a chalos. Once the chalos, it was chal on half of her, that's it. We don't care about her das acheres. It spreads to the rest of her. Once it's chal, it's chal. It's not in her power anymore. But when does she have power to stop it? When the dibor is mispashet. She stops it. She nips it in the bud, so to speak. So if he says a half a dibor, that half of you is mekudeshes to me, and we want the dibor to be mispashet, that it means all of you, so that she can stop, because it was never chal in the first place. So there her das acheres can prevent the rest of the kedushin from being chal, so that gemara is not akasha. There we say gamar kedusha rishon, the first person's kedushin spread, because there we're dealing with the chalos, and here we're dealing with the dibor. So this distinction between chalos and the spashes of the dibor, the spashes of the chalos, is, as we see, very significant. It allows us to make peace between our gemara and the Gemara in Gittin, Mem Gimel Amud Beis, and our Gemara, and the Gemara in Nedarim, on 29a, Choftes, Amud Aleph. The question is, though, how are we Medame, how do we compare Kedushin to Kachim with respect to the din of Pashta B'Maisa? By Kedushin, it's very good, since there's a Maisa Hekdesh B'Dibur, therefore we can say the Maisa Hekdesh is Pashta. The Dibur, the by Hekdesh, by Kachim, we can say that the Maisa Hekdesh is Pashta. Very good. He did a Maisa Hekdesh half, and now it's the whole thing is holy. But by Kedushin, since the Dibor Lachud, Eina Oisa Kedushin, he also needs to give a Pruta, how can you say Pashta? It's not enough for the Dibor. He's also Mekadesh half of her with the money. He gave her a Pruta for Chetzia, not for all of her. So what are we going to do? The dibur is very nice, but what about the money? So we have to say that once you say pashta with the dibur, the pashta also works with the kesef. So he's giving her pruta on the whole body. Beautiful. Okay, there's obviously tons more to say on this sugya. This shtickel, by the way, I saw in one of my favorite svarim ever. It's called the Ohel Chia. The Ohel Chia is put out by Harav Hillel Mann. He edits these svarim they have on Meseches Gittin, Ol Yitzchak, and they have in Meseches Kedushin, Ol Chia. So these OLs are where they bring together the Torahs of all the many of the great Rabbanim and Rashi Yeshiva and Magidei Shiur of the Doros Achronim and of our door. And it's just tremendous. So the first half is people are no longer with us, and then the second part is people, many of them still are with us. So here in this shtickel, after this one, there's another one from Reb Shimon also on the same Torah. And then he sends you to his Chedushim of Rabbeinu and the Sugiyah and Siman Yud Gimel Yud Dalet. And I very much, is actually one of my favorite Sugiyahs in Shas. Since I started learning Gemara, and I got to this Sugiyah, I said, wow, marry half woman, that's so interesting. So little did I know then how much interesting, amazing lumdus there is over here as well. And Emirtz Hashem, Birtzot Hashem Darkeinu, Anachnu, Ani Mekaveh Me'od, Namshich B'Pam Haba'ah, ונראה נפלאות גדולות מתורת השם. We'll go back to this sugya, and hopefully we'll do more shtiklach from this Ohel Chia. It's also like, you know, 1,000 pages each sefer. They also have, I think, all Yeshaya and Bava Kama. They have an Ksubis. They have all of these bringing together all these amazing Torahs, and not too long. They have the end. They have Shiurim, which are longer, which are also great. It's Mein Olam Haba. Mein Olam Haba, Rabbi Say. Thank you so much for listening, and may we be Zoche ללמוד וללמד, לשמור ולעס ולקיים, אז כל דברי סל מותרסוי באהבה, אמן ואמן, שלום שלום, sweetest, and most beloved friends.